Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, 12-year-olds calling addiction lines in tears. The Australian government has had enough and it's banning recreational vaping. So should we do the same? Concerns over the number of secondary school children who are being expelled. What to watch this month? Brian Redden and Aoife Barry have the best picks of new TV and film releases. Did Britain's Queen Elizabeth try to broker a Brexit peace deal by telling Boris Johnson to talk to Leo Varadkar? We'll find out. And pressure on retailers and energy companies to drop prices. Can the government force them? Well, we'll discuss that and all the big stories of the week in The Gathering a little bit later on. You can text us this morning on 51551 or you can email todaycb@rte.ie. Now, government is considering a number of options to help people who've been hit by rising mortgage rates. There's been pressure in recent weeks to bring back mortgage interest relief. And just yesterday, we saw a seventh interest rate hike from the European Central Bank. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Ciarán Casey, who's economic historian at the University of Limerick, and Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. And thank you both for joining us this morning. Charlie, there's various options outlined in your own newspaper this morning, and we'll start with mortgage interest relief. So if that were introduced across the board, let's say, for mortgage holders, what might that mean for monthly repayments?
Yeah, we've had mortgage interest relief before, Claire, and you know, it was phased out. It came to an end in about 2020. At its height, it used to mean about €3,000 a year to a couple and €1,500 to a single person. Essentially, it was a subvention. It was a credit taken off your what you owed on your mortgage by your lender. The lender received the money from revenue. But it was phased out, and the government is very reluctant to bring it in again. But Piers Doherty has been pushing very hard on this. And there is a lot of pressure coming on due to people, particularly who are those mortgage prisoners who are stuck with vulture funds and they can't fix, and they're being exposed to every interest rate rise because of they're on variables or they're on trackers. So there are plans to look at it again. So, yes, it could be a useful subvention. There's no doubt about that. It would help a lot of people. But problem is, with these kind of universal, if it's a universal relief, it would be very mistargeted because people who don't need it would get it. About 40% of the mortgage holders out there are on fixed rates, Claire. That's about 285,000 people. And how would renters feel about this? They feel like people who own homes, even if they're struggling with higher mortgage payments, are the lucky ones. They're not dreading being told at short notice that they are going to be evicted. And a lot of those people who are suffering most are people on trackers who took out trackers. A lot of them at the height of the boom took out junk mortgages on interest-only arrangements.
Yeah. But Charlie, a lot of those people have too much month left at the end of the money. So if this were to happen, how much would be put back into their bank account?
Well, you know, Sinn Féin, Piers Doherty has proposed a kind of a targeted measure. It's difficult to know how you would target this. So if it does happen, it probably would end up being a universal measure for all mortgage holders. But his proposal is for €1,500 a year, that people would get that over a full year. That's what they would get. In the past, it has been double that. So it's difficult to see how you would do this. There's various mechanisms for it. But, the first decision is, do they do it and do they try and target it? How do you target it? Because you'd have all sorts of hard luck cases So it would probably be like the electricity credit. You just end up giving it to everybody because it becomes too difficult to target.
Yeah.
You end up having to means test people, which would take forever, and we haven't got the resources to do that. So if you were going to do it at all, it would end up being a kind of universal thing. And, you know, it depends on how much you spend on it. The Department of Finance has estimated if they were to bring it back in, it's probably going to cost about 700 million euros. Sinn Féin are saying their proposal would cost about 400 million euros. It's going to be expensive no matter what way you do it, and it's going to be seen as unfair as well, because a lot of those people who were on trackers were doing very well for a long time. They're now coming to a situation where they're only paying what others were paying for a long time. And as I say, they were the ones who got the big mortgages, the jumbo mortgages, and built McMansions. You see them dotted all over the country. So it's a very difficult one. There's no easy solution on this one. You could say it's a catch 22 because, you know, they won't get to a satisfactory kind of resolution of it if you bring this in. So, but there is clamours for it. I know, particularly those people who are mortgage prisoners of the vulture funds.
They're in real trouble, aren't they? Because some of them are paying up to 8%.
Yeah, 8-9%, and facing more rises after yesterday, and possibly two more rises. You know, some of those people have seen their monthly repayments go up by 500 euros a month, and more to come. You know, you're talking about an extra 6,000 euros a year. 6,000 euros a year in the midst of a cost of living crisis is an extraordinary amount of money. So that's really hitting people hard. And those people have been banging down the doors of their TDs and senators saying that something needs to be done on this. And it's coming up then. It's been raised all the time at the parliamentary meetings by the backbenchers saying, you know, they're coming under extreme pressure on this. And we have a lot of pronouncements on this by Michael McGrath, the Minister for Finance. So he's trying to come up with something. The central bank have kind of walked away from the problem. They very much created this, particularly for those people whose mortgages were sold to vultures who were offered split mortgages at the time, particularly in permanent TSB, and were told at the time, if you take a split mortgage, we put some of that mortgage aside, and you only have to make payments and maybe half of it, so it'd be more manageable. And we won't regard that. This is the key thing. We won't regard that as a non-performing loan. Lo and behold, the rules changed, and the central bank and the European Central Bank told the banks here, if you have split mortgages on your books, you need to sell them because we would now regard them as non-performing loans. So these people feel very much double-crossed, and they're very embarrassed. They haven't even told their family what's going on, but they're being really pounded extraordinarily by paying an extra 500 to 600 euros extra a month, which they just can't
huge.
Afford.
It's huge, and you can only imagine being in that situation, what that's going to do to your household budget. As I said, I have Dr. Kieran Casey with us as well, economic historian, and thank you for being with us. You do not think that introducing mortgage interest relief is a good idea. Why is that?
No, well, I mean, obviously, thanks for having me on, first of all. The reasons Charlie's outlined there are exactly right. I mean, obviously, yeah, people with vulture funds with very punitive rates need to be looked after completely, definitely. That's not a reason to bring in universal relief across the board. And why link any of this to housing? Obviously, there's a cost of living crisis across the board. People variable and tracker rates are getting squeezed, and that's fine. As Charlie says, you know, a lot of them benefited for a long time, and there was never a clamour to introduce anything for people on fixed rates. It's like using a very blunt tool. If you're looking for people who are actually really struggling in this, I mean, there's much better ways to do it. You look across the economy, the households who are really at risk of poverty are families with young children, particularly single parents. If you're looking to alleviate real hardship, target measures of those families, don't target the people who have houses just because they have mortgages.
So even people who are paying back high mortgages and who are at the pin of their collar now because of the mortgage interest increases, you're saying they're still better off than those who are in rental accommodation, for example, who are trying to buy a home, who are locked out of the property market?
Exactly. So by and large, by definition, as long as someone is in a negative equity, they have, if they own a house, by and large, they have more wealth than someone who doesn't. I mean, that's, you know, incredible. It's nearly...
It doesn't mean that they can afford... It doesn't mean, though, Kieran, if you have a house and a mortgage, that you can afford the shopping.
Sure, of course, but it's the same. It's true of people with rents as well. If you want to bring in a relief for people, if you want to bring in a universal basic income or something like that, it goes exactly against what the ECB are trying to do. But then at least if you're going to bring in a payment for people, make it universal. Why tie it to the fact that you have a mortgage? It also, it's even for people with mortgages, it's inequitable from the point of view. It rewards people, even if you put a cap on it, it means that people with kind of very small houses, very low mortgages, get less, and people on lower incomes get less relief because they pay less tax. So yeah, it's also the huge where this kind of comes for me is the kind of around the millennial period during the boom. We had so many reliefs and tax reliefs and exemptions and so on that we actually, so in 2005, we should have collected about $23 billion in income tax, and we collected less than half of that because there were just reliefs pocketed throughout the system.
Just giving
and
it back.
Put in is totally. It's not because someone sits down and goes, "How can we make the system fair? How can we ensure it works for everyone?" and so on. It's because there's lobbying and there's interest groups and the politicians cave, and you end up with this horrible pocked system. Like Ireland had one of the worst tax systems in the developed world, and it took the crisis to kind of, you know, actually iron that out. What happens when you narrow the base, and then you end up having to bring in very, very high tax rates on, you know, things that you do actually tax. And that's hugely economically distorting. It's totally inequitable. And money doesn't go to the people who really need it and deserve it. It goes to the people who can lobby hardest. So, you know, if this comes in, it'll come in because it's politically popular.
Yeah, I have
not
a message
coming
here.
In because any,
I have lots of messages coming in, Ciarán. I just want to bring some of them to you. So Colm's in Dundalk and he's on a tracker. He owes €240,000 and his mortgage has gone up by €400 a month. So are you saying to Colm, you're lucky to have a house, you have to just put up with it because you shouldn't get any relief from the government?
Not at all. I just don't think that the relief should necessarily be. I'm on a fixed mortgage, so I shouldn't get relief because I don't. Sure, my mortgage hasn't gone up. Why should I get relief tied to my mortgage? And if Colm is struggling, then there's a good way to target him individually. You find a way to do that. You don't just give money to everyone in the country who has a mortgage just by dint of having a mortgage. You find the people who are actually struggling and trying. Allocated properly.
But you have an issue with people who are on tracker mortgages and who had it good, really, for the last number of years since the crash. So you're saying that someone like Colm, because he benefited from that in the past, perhaps shouldn't get relief now?
No, it's not a kind of someone benefiting in the past thing. I don't really, fair play to people if they managed to benefit in the past. I just, not to bring in something across the board that, you know, kind of gives a relief to everyone, whether they actually need it or not. And again, I mean, we all have definitions. You know, some people will say, you know, I'm really struggling here and they're struggling to put food on the table and absolutely try and target those people. Other people will say they're struggling and it means, you know, they miss out on some luxury that someone else could never actually achieve. So, I mean, if Colm's in, you know, the first bracket, absolutely the state should do everything they can do. But don't tie it to the fact that someone has a mortgage and don't give more money to someone who earns more because, you know, they're paying more income tax anyway. And don't give more money to someone who has a more expensive house. I mean, it's nearly anti-poor, you know, and it's also anti-young as well. So of people, of 50-year-olds, about half of 50-year-olds have mortgages, whereas only 6% of 25-year-olds have mortgages. So it's anti-young, and you go, okay, so renters have got some kind of relief. It's not going to be as generous as 1,500, it's 500 per person. But there are, like, the country's full of younger people who can't move out of home who will get nothing out of this. They won't get rent relief, they won't get mortgage relief. That's totally inequitable.
And if the government were to opt to do this, can they afford to?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we have the money. The issue is, I mean, so Christine Lagarde in the ECB said the reason that the ECB, and it's totally counterintuitive, and there are people in the US saying that, you know, the Fed there shouldn't be doing it. It's pushing up rates. The whole point of it is you reduce people's spending power. It's really counterintuitive. It's a really blunt instrument. You reduce the amount of money in the economy. That reduces demand. It's not a great response to what is essentially a supply crisis. You know, we've kind of energy prices shooting up, that kind of thing. But the state, even kind of the very kind of basic level, the state going, trying to put more money into people's pockets, drags out the cost of living crisis, which, I mean, look, you know, we might disagree with what the ECB are doing, that's fine. But if you're going to try and soften the blow for people and potentially drag it to crisis, well, then give it to everyone. Don't just target it at people with mortgages, and you know, come up with a decent come up with a decent reason as to why you should go to everyone with mortgages. If you want to bring in a universal basic income, that's absolutely, you know, there's an argument for that. Fine. Don't just give it to people with mortgages.
Ciarán, thank you very much. Dr. Ciarán Casey there from UL and Charlie Weston. Coming up next, should we ban recreational vaping?
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.